So now with the advances in technology, and mainly the cell phone, kids don't have to be as inventive as we were to cheat. There's just, you don't really.
I think you probably lose some of the activity in a part of your brain.
Because you're not being creative enough to come up with decent cheating methods besides texting or being on the cell phone or whatever. Stooks in the morning.
Man, kids not there. They're just lazy. We used to put more effort into cheating than we could actually put in doing the homework.
Give me an example.
Oh, I think the worst time, it was three of us. I think an Algebra 2 test. We really wanted to get the key, you know, to the grades.
Yeah, like the teacher's edition of the book or something?
Yeah. So we ended up drugging a janitor and getting the key.
Well, shut up, dude. And you're full of it.
You think so?
How did you drug a janitor?
Are you seriously going to ask me that on the radio?
Well, yeah.
Oh, dude. One of my friends got shoulder surgery in high school because he blew his rotator cuff.
Uh-huh.
And they gave him a lot of Demerol. Well, we might have used that to get the keys to the room to get the book.
You might have, but I'm calling BS.
You can call it. I know the truth.
All right. That's just a pretty complex, highly illegal way of trying to cheat, you know?
All right. That's saying kids are lazy. I put a lot of effort into my cheat.
Yeah, I guess so. Man, that's I wasn't expecting anything that high level.
Yeah.
We appreciate the call, man.
Yep, later.
Stooks in the morning, what do you think?
Yeah, I had an incident in junior high where our teacher would grade our tests and she'd get them back and then she would just read our scores out to the whole class.
God.
Aww.
And one time she read our scores out and somebody got a zero, and then after she read the scores she said, "Now, I'm not going to say who did this, but if you're dumb enough to cheat, don't leave your cheat sheets in the test." So it was blatantly obvious, first of all, who cheated, because it was the guy with the zero, but then she just totally busted his chops by telling everybody that he left the cheat sheet in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cheat sheets. Yeah, I forgot about those even. Man, see how disconnected we are from the way things used to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, those were old school.
That's sad. It's sad. Well, we appreciate the call, man.
All right.
See you.
Bye.
By the way, did you ever have a teacher that let you use, like, a note card?
Yeah.
Fill it up as much as you can or whatever, and you could use a note card for them? What's the point of that?
I don't know.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, one of our teachers at Washburn let us do that, but nothing that we went over that could go on there was on the test.
Huh?
Nothing.
So, like, what, just, like, motivational messages?
Yeah.
Do well on the test, Jerry Ann.
No, he was like, he could write all this stuff down. He kind of gave us what the test was going to be over.
Uh-huh.
But then when we actually took the test, it was completely different than what he said.
So his review session sucked, and you didn't pick up on it? And write something different on?
Well, not after the first time, but the second time he started kind of doing that.
Sorry.
What?
I don't know. I just Stooks in the morning.
I got a teen's cheat tip for you.
Do ya?
I'm a teacher on my way to McPherson. That's where I teach.
Okay.
They like to write their answers on the labels of water bottles and then retape the label on the bottle.
Oh. How would that work? So, like, when they're taking a drink, they can see the answers or something?
Yep.
That's pretty clever. So you busted them doing that?
Yeah, we've seen them doing it.
Well, see, that's good and old-fashioned, at least. At least it doesn't involve cell phones or the internet.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they do a lot of that, but to be creative... The water bottle. You got to give them credit for creativity.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't tell them that.
You wouldn't tell them that, huh?
No.
You have to kind of... Don't you think cheating is part of the process, part of the learning process?
I think so, probably.
Yeah, if you can get away with it, then, you know.
Yeah, if they think they can get away with it, you know, they got to give it a try. You probably did it too, huh?
Not that bad, actually, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm naturally just brilliant, so...
Well, gonna go listen to you guys on the radio.
We appreciate it.
I lose you about when I get close to town where I need to be.
Oh, so. I'm sorry to hear that.
Me too, but it's good for the ride, though.
Well, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate that. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.